Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. We're moving along. We're starting. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast.
We're not doing the up and running anymore.
No, we're up and running. We are testing.
Oh,
testing.
I didn't know you would
one,
never
two.
Say it anymore.
Up and running.
You were like one day you had an epiphany that we were going to always start with. We're up and running.
Okay. This is November, the week of November 19th. No, November's flying by. The year 2015.
Okay. Don't get me started. I mean, it has been a whirlwind.
It came in like January and it's going out like December. It's unbelievable how fast it is. It's in and out.
Feels like just 11 months ago it was a new year.
That's what I said. Came in.
Yeah, you said, and then I like tagged it. It's a little slightly different.
This is the worst time of year for everybody.
Why?
It's just traffic
sucks.
Some people
love it.
Traffic, you know, when we go do radio on Tuesday nights, what a nightmare it's going to be to drive in.
Why would it be any worse?
Everybody's in fucking going to see the tree and
is
going to New York.
Is everybody doing it?
Yes. Oh. Everybody, every fucking jamoke from fucking Allentown and, you know.
But they're coming in a different way.
You know, if you're coming from Pennsylvania, you're not coming in a different way.
Oh.
There's only, if you're coming from...
Explain it to me.
West of New York.
Yes.
You're only coming in. You're not going around the world and coming in through Queens.
Right, no.
Everyone comes in through the Lincoln, the Holland, the bridge, or through
a lot of people come in through the island.
They come through Staten Island. And then they'll have to go all the way over to Verrazano.
Uh-huh.
And then the BQE.
That's an expensive bridge.
Not that way. It's free.
Oh.
It's free that way.
Oh, that's what you should do.
But then you still got to pay.
Other way, you never have to pay.
Yeah, you do. You got to pay the tunnel at when you come off the BQE. Oh, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You can go over the Verrazano. Or you got to pay to get over to Gothels or the Outer Bridge. So
the
if
outer
you're from...
bridge is $12, so... Or 15, maybe.
No, it's just the outer bridge is the same as the Lincoln and Holland, 14. It's the Verrazano that you have to finance. Right. So here's the deal. If you live in Staten Island...
Has everything I've said been wrong so far?
Yes. Oh. If you live in Staten Island, you can get into New York for free.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in Staten Island.
Right, because technically...
You go over to Verrazano.
Your life already sucks. Why make it worse?
You go over the Verrazano. You take the B, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. Then you go over to Williamsburg.
I hope you guys are writing this down.
Then you go over to Williamsburg.
Planning to visit New York.
Then you go over... Now coming back...
Yeah, do it. Break it down.
You're going to have to pay that fucking Verrazano coming back to get back into Staten
Verrazano,
Island.
Verrazano, how dare ye...
See what I'm saying? Do you
get
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is On the way in, the Verrazano's free. And on the way out, whatever that it costs.
So what? It's
how much does it cost?
I don't fucking know.
10, 12,
I think 15.
I think 15.
It's 15. Has anybody do a podcast called Coffee Time? Like,
I'm sure.
Coffee Time with?
I do believe that every title has been taken.
In a podcast?
Yep.
No. How about...
Name any, just put any two words together and I'll tell you if there's a podcast about it.
The Pottery Den.
Done.
Okay. Let's see.
You're taking too long. This bit's not working.
Railroad Talk.
No. Okay, let's move on. You're taking too long. If you'd just been able to be like,
okay, let's do it. I'll do it for you.
But you're doing actual real things. It should be like painting light switch, you know? That's what I thought that the bit was going to be. You're just putting two words together, but you're like actually trying to come up with.
Okay, how about.
No, we're done.
How about.
It's done. It's over.
Lamp, water, bottle.
No, won't work.
I'm looking around at stuff in that place here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about.
No.
Dining room table.
I had to go to the doctor today.
Overhead light. Yes, you had to go to the doctor because you've been.
Let
your stomach.
Let me just quickly go tell my daughter to shut the.
Well, then I'll do some talking while she does that. I'll do some plugs. Well, I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but next weekend I'll be, Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. At the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. And then December 4th and 5th, Treehouse Comedy, me and Florentine working together. December 4th and 5th, Treehouse Comedy. Then I pretty much have nothing for the month of December. I might go to L.A. I got to figure this out for a couple days.
I'll come with
for
you.
For miles. No, I'm just going for miles.
Aw. You know. Why? I'm not traveling. I'm not going home. Like, I could go to.
What am I
going to
do with her?
Bring her with us.
Take her off of school.
There's a lot of empty, like, no school days.
No, I got to go certain days, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
Fine.
I'll take it. Well, what
no,
are we
it's
do?
Fine. I just like what? I don't have any.
What are you gonna do? Rent two cars again?
Why? Because you're just going to play golf?
Well, I'm going to get miles.
That's fine. You go to Los Angeles.
I'm
on
going
your
for
own,
miles.
And I'll go by myself.
No, I'm going for the miles.
What I hear you 1,000 times. I'm going for the miles. I'm not going there to, like, you know, my place with golf. You know, I'm not, maybe I'll do a couple of sets.
Ready to make fun of my voice? Is that what you're trying to do? Making fun of my voice?
I'm just trying to distinguish between the two of us. My normal, sane voice and your...
You don't have a fucking... There's nothing normal and sane.
Stop it. You want to fucking...
I don't know what I want to do. I'm kind of burned out.
You want to slap my face? Slap
burnt
my face. Out. Slap it. Slap it again. Slap it again. You fucking asshole. Ow. It's enough. Ow. Why would you have your phone on? No, don't answer your phone. Just stop it.
It's Rob Sprance.
I don't care. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, I can't keep going.
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm not going to do it. You either pause it or you get off the fucking phone. I'm not sitting here waiting for you while on our podcast. No, I'm not.
Did you run upstairs while we're doing the podcast?
Yeah, but you enjoy talking on the podcast by yourself. I don't make you do things you don't enjoy.
You don't mind talking? Why don't you talk about your doctor? Go ahead.
No, fuck you. I don't want to sit here and talk while you're on the phone. Thank you.
It's Rob.
I don't give a shit who it is.
What's up?
I'm sure he's just calling to tell us we have no sponsors.
I'll call you back.
Turn your phone off. It's a fucking 45-minute podcast.
I didn't know it was on. I thought I turned it off. So you will never...
Shut up.
You will
stop.
You will never talk. I'm asking you a question now.
I never do. We've been doing this podcast for 80 years. I don't know how long we've really been doing it, but never have I ever enjoyed just sitting here fucking talking by myself. Well, everybody, welcome to Bonnie's World. Today we're going to talk about my doctor's appointment. Hey, how many of you out there have had a doctor's appointment recently? It's pretty cool getting yourself checked out, getting yourself looked at. Maybe the doctor's hot, you know? I mean,
people see how angry and how you blow off the handle for no reason.
Yes,
you see
you
how you
what?
Did.
You
see how you
because,
got.
No, because apologize if my phone rang.
Apologize to our listeners.
No, fuck the listener. Fuck the listener.
The listener. One listener.
Yes. No, because the thing is that this is so important to you, this podcast.
And it's not important.
You consistently take phone calls. I consistently get upset with you. Yes, people go, oh, well, don't nag. Well, don't do it, and I won't nag, you know?
I didn't say you were nagging.
It's a fucking...
I'm just saying you shouldn't explode all the time.
If you're going to get mad, change your behavior if you don't like the way that I'm reacting to it.
Maybe I do things to get your blood pressure up because it's so low.
I have very low blood pressure. The doctor told me that today. I have the blood pressure of a 4-year-old.
Yeah, and the fucking the temper tantrums of a 5-year-old.
Again, hilarious.
I didn't say it was funny.
Hilarious.
That's okay.
Very funny.
200 podcasts. Everything's not going to be funny. Everything's not going to be funny.
Everything's not going to be funny.
Okay, but I don't blow up at you. I'm always calm on these.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Have you ever heard me yell or get crazy at you during a podcast?
Oh, my God.
You don't believe in God. I hate when people that don't believe in God go, oh,
no,
my God.
It's a fucking, oh, really?
Yeah, I don't hate it, but it's very hypocritical.
No, it's not. It's just a fucking word that you're allowed to use.
No, you're not. Not
in
if you no.
Well, I don't believe in fucking, and I say that word all the time.
You don't believe in it, but you do it.
I fulfill my womanly duties.
Yeah, you were filling the cup with them today. Your duties. You had to bring in a stool softener. I mean a stool sample. Then you told me on the phone, I have to bring in my poo sample. And I didn't understand you.
I couldn't remember the word stool. This is the thing, when I was in the doctor's office, and I had to talk about it, because I've had some stomach issues lately.
Poop and blood.
Turns out I've had food poisoning for 2 weeks.
No.
That's what she thinks that it is.
How are you going to have food poisoning for 2 weeks?
I don't know. That's what she said.
What did you eat 2 weeks ago?
Oh, let me... You know what?
I mean, when you think back to where you
but
think...
But you're so aggressive when you're talking to people. Like, you're like, you didn't. You know nothing about it. You weren't in the doctor's office. You didn't hear the fucking... She had 3 explanations for it.
Okay.
Two of them because I didn't have a fever or any other symptoms. Most likely wasn't. Most likely, she said, I have like low grade food poisoning.
Did you bring in those new vitamins?
I told her about them.
No, you didn't. You
yes,
just
I
lied.
Did.
You just flat out
no,
fucking lied. You
no,
did.
I did it.
What's the name of them?
Vitamins.
What's the name of them?
That was 2 words. Vitamins.
No. See, you just completely lied. And that could be the reason.
So
your
what?
Stomach is, so what?
I stopped taking them.
But wouldn't, if you start a new vitamin, your stomach's fucked up, wouldn't you think you would bring that vitamin
it
in?
It wasn't exact. You're acting like I took a vitamin and then immediately my
stomach.
No, it wasn't. It was like.
I know the vitamins take a while for it to fuck your stomach up. If you start a new vitamin, like say you start fish oil, you might take it for a week. Then all of a sudden, oh my God, I can't stop going to the bathroom because now it's starting to react in your system.
Okay, so why did I go to the doctor? Why didn't I just come to you?
I told you it might be the vitamins, so you should have brought it in.
I asked her if it could be the vitamins.
Did you ask her?
I did ask her.
No, because you don't know
I didn't say specifically, but I was like, I take vitamins.
Well, good. She's thinking fucking multivitamin, iron, and potassium, not a weight loss vitamin.
It's not a weight loss vitamin.
It was.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It doesn't say anywhere on there.
But that's what you get it for, to cut your appetite down.
No, it's for a glow.
For glow?
Yes.
So you glow?
Excuse me, yes.
No.
Go look at it. I think it's called VitaGlow. Whatever.
I bet you if any doctor that's listening will tell you it could be a new vitamin that's making you
go
to the bathroom.
Could be.
Okay, because you
it's
don't.
It's not making me go to the bathroom. Stop.
Because most people, can ask any doctor.
Can we talk about something else?
No,
now?
But
because
then we'll move on.
Like I thought, I'll talk about my trip to the doctor. But you're just like unrelenting on this one thing. Okay, you win. Where does it get you? What does it win
no,
you?
No, what I'm just saying.
Fine.
Is,
no, you're not just saying it. You're just saying it 80 times
in
a row.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to say I've never heard somebody having food poisoning for 2 weeks.
Well, apparently this doctor has heard about it because she's fucking told me that's probably what it is.
Where did you eat 2 weeks ago? Where do you think you got it from?
No, I don't feel like going. I don't feel like thinking about it or going back or trying to figure it out.
Any airline places? Any airports?
I don't know. She asked me if I was traveling.
Okay, see? No. That's the guy. I would ask
you. Okay, but I don't feel like going over it again with you. You're an idiot. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't know that. When someone goes, you're an idiot, you know what you
mean? Well, you're just
like... Am I supposed to go, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you're not a doctor.
I know enough because I've been to so many doctors. I know a lot about the medical field only from going so much. And I've always had stomach problems, right? So I'm just saying, I'm just giving my opinion. Obviously, it's not... There's three things she said you could have had. What are the two that she counted out?
I don't know. Some weird, like, thing. And I can't remember, like, outside my intestine or something. I can't remember, like, whatever. And then another one was, like, some too long to pronounce name of something else. But she said, ah, that's like...
Oh, these people are getting a lot of information from you.
Well, you asked. I'm trying to tell you the best that I know, okay?
Was one like a bacteria?
Yes, and she said, you're not like... You'd be sick.
Okay.
So it's not that. It's probably not the other thing. It's very rare or whatever. So it's probably the food poisoning. Obviously, I had to shit in a fucking bunch of vials today. And take it in.
Well, so, do you shit in the toilet and then pick it
they
out?
They give you a thing. Like, you put it in the toilet and then you take a shit and it collects it. Then you have to take a little spoon and put it into the three vials.
Do you eat any of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't stop myself. I was gagging like a motherfucker the entire time. It was
like the other
so
night.
Disgusting. Stop, please. What? It's so disgusting.
It's not disgusting. Remember when I lost my tooth and I was digging through it?
Please.
With
my
rubber
stomach
gloves.
Hurts already. Do you mind?
I'm just asking if you remember.
You love fucking your... I hate food. I hate poop humor.
No,
that's
I know.
Not my thing. I don't
not,
like it, but you
not.
Fucking love talking about it.
I don't do poop humor.
No, you do something worse. You do poop serious talk, which is 1,000 times worse. It's all you do all day, talking about when you're going to get
that's
out.
All I
no,
do.
Yes, yes. At night, you start by saying what time you have to get up because you have to give yourself time to have a poop. Then in the morning, you're like, oh, my poop is almost ready. I'm almost ready to go have my poop. Hey, 5 more minutes. Oh, this poop is going to be good. I can I feel know. It. Yes, I get a whole fucking
you
rundown.
More
and
about
then, it. No, you can stop. And you then you go in the bathroom and then you can hear you in there. And then you come out and you give a fucking replay of what happened. Just a couple little nuggets, you know. Or sometimes like, that was Matt. That one went over the water line, you know, or whatever.
Those are fucking, those are so impressive.
I get like a full, I ask you if you could please just start taking pictures so I wouldn't have to listen to you talk about it. And then the whole rest of the day, you'll either talk about how great your poop was, how great it wasn't, or sometimes the fact that you've had to go more than once, and how strange is that?
I heard that's healthy.
And then at night, it starts all over again.
No, you see...
24 hours of, like, it's just nonstop. I could tell you every single day, if you want to tweet me, I'll tell you what kind of poop Rich had, because he's told me.
First, you know what, Bonnie is such a liar, and you people believe her, because you know why? What's great about her is conviction, conviction. She sells her stories great. She sells them. Like, I believed that right now for a second, then it hit me. I realized she talks about it way more than me.
Mm-mm.
What I do is say, oh, I get up an hour
But first
early.
Of all, can I just say this? Also, I don't have any rules about, like, I never make jokes about it. I don't talk about it. This is what I'm talking about. It's not the fact that you do it, although that's also annoying. It's the hypocrisy of it, that you're constantly talking about it and then acting so righteous and moral that you would never, and I would never do any poop humor.
I don't on stage.
It's horrific, in my opinion. But you'll fucking talk about it nonstop the other 24 hours a day. 23, however time, much time you do on stage.
Oh, okay. So the doctor, said, well, it's not these two things. It's not, I forget what it's called.
But yeah, like, I had to talk about, like, farting and stuff, and I was like, oh, what words do you use?
What'd she say about the blood in your poo?
She said it's from forcing it.
What did I tell you?
It's cancer. You told me that's 100% a sign of cancer.
What did I tell you? It's from forcing.
You said goodbye.
I said it's from forcing it. That you
you went over, picked up my Rolex, and said, "Can I have this?"
You don't even have a Rolex.
I couldn't think of anything else of worth that I have. I don't even, you walked over to my Louis, and you said, "May I give this to my next new wife? Will you get married again?
What, when you die?"
Mm-hmm.
No, I met it. I'm
just
going
to be transgender all the way.
I'm going for a girl, a hot girl.
Do you think you might want to be a woman?
No, no.
Do you ever think like back in your life and go, you know what? Now that it's an option.
That never crossed my mind because one, I know I'd be so fucking ugly. Ugh, I'd be an ugly girl.
Well, that's, I think a lot of guys would be like, oh, if I was a girl, I'd be like this, I'd do this.
Not
it's like,
me.
You're just assuming you're a hot girl.
I know for a fact I'd be ugly because I just know it. And that's never.
You'd be in shape.
But it's never crossed
my mind. You'd be a
better
face.
It never crossed my mind to ever think, now, if I could find a nice top half woman, bottom half man, someone that you can make out with. You said, you're the one who said bring it. You're the one who just said transgender, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? Is like, it's not a joke to you anymore. It's just slowly coming out. And I don't feel like joking about it anymore.
Well, I would never get married again if you passed away. First of all, it would take me
five. If you want to come out, just come out and say it. Don't disguise it all the time. It's like, I'm just going to do jokes about it every day.
No, listen, I would never remarry because it would take me probably 5 years to get over the loss of you.
Well, you get a cleaning lady first. That would help tremendously.
Why?
Really?
I clean my own house.
Why don't you start now?
I do other things. I mean, I would.
Well, you would have to do both if I wasn't here. So why don't you every once in a while?
I'll get a cleaning lady.
No. Why are you such a...
Okay. What else would I have to do?
I mean, if you got a cleaning lady and someone showed you how to use the remote, I think you'd be fine.
I don't know. What would I do with all your stuff?
Just burn it.
No, I'd give it to a lot to Lynn. I'd give Lynn some stuff in California.
Oh.
Who else? A lot of the neighbors. I would keep all your fucking creative stuff. I would keep that.
Because you might make money on it at one point.
No. In case they
sell
like
a movie or something.
Come out with like a real like Planet Hollywood for comedy type thing. That's why I save all my shirts and stuff from all the TV shows I did.
In case they're going to open a like people who didn't quite make it in comedy restaurant. Oh, that's a nice theme restaurant. Comedians you've only just barely heard of.
Legendary
cafe.
You would get remarried in a second.
No.
Yes, you would. You'd get a boyfriend.
I get a boyfriend.
Russ Meneve.
Yes.
Really? That's who you want to go out with?
What am I going to say?
What do you mean? You would say no. That's who you want to go out with, Russ Meneve.
I don't say no. That's how you got me to marry you.
That's who you want to go out with is Russ Meneve?
Just name some people and I'll see where you think I'm at and if you're on the right track or not.
Colin.
You always pick Colin.
Because he's very creative and he's so nice to you. So you like creative people and you don't care about shape or weight. So... Not saying he's out of shape. He looks good lately.
Who else?
Keith.
Okay, who else?
You haven't said no to any of them.
Well, I don't want to be mean.
Well, you can be mean. Keith is the meanest person.
I mean, in real life, I'll say no.
Keith is the meanest person on the planet. Judd Apatow.
He's married.
That fucking writer that comes in for the Late Late Show. You like him?
You know what's funny about you? You really don't know me at all, turns out. So that's good.
You like funny people, creative funny people.
Yeah, but I mean, out of the creative funny people, you picked all the wrong people.
So you'd go to another comic after me?
Of course.
Of course?
There's no way I'm going out into the real world now. That's like, are you kidding me? That's like a bear that's lived in a zoo the whole life, and then you're going to put him out in the fucking Alaska.
You go
tundra?
To another comic.
Yes.
And you already know who it is.
We've been wanting to tell you.
Who is it? Who? Because you're
going to.
Stop,
gonna, I don't guys, feel like this
you
is
guys
boring.
Are going to try to kill me. You guys are going to try to kill me.
What?
You're going to try to kill me.
Oh, you'll kill yourself.
I wouldn't go with another comic because it would obviously be somebody that...
You wouldn't go with another comic because, A, there's no other girl comic that would want to fuck you.
Yes, there is. There's a lot.
Really?
I don't know.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? All these new comics? I'm fucking Rich Voss. You think there's comics that don't start at 25 and 28, around my age?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
28 is too young for me.
Yes. Yes.
No. Okay, 35.
Really? Yeah, you better start at 35, because otherwise they're going to want to have a baby, and then you're going to,
I'm not going to have a baby. I'm not going to marry anybody.
Then don't fuck around with 28-year-olds.
I'm not going to get remarried or engaged. No way. You kidding me? I'm going to fucking remodel this place, put a gym upstairs. I'm going to get a new place.
Yeah, let's do it while I'm still alive.
3 bedrooms, Raina's room. When she's living half a year with me and half a year with your sister, Andrea.
What?
That's if we both passed away, she would go to Andrea. That's who I'm saying. I would send her to Andrea.
This is so boring.
Because Andrea was a good...
I had like interesting things about the
All right, go
doctor,
ahead. Let's
but
do
no,
some.
No, I don't feel like doing it
Let's
anymore.
Do interesting stuff.
No.
Oh, about the doctor?
Yeah, but it's already passed.
No,
it's
it isn't.
Passed.
People are... No, they were wondering. Go ahead.
No,
what else?
I don't want... Let's just talk about something else. But let's... Seriously, like, right. You get into like this thing where you think your voice is the most interesting or... I don't know what it is, what you think. Like, people are just going to listen to you... Fucking decide, like, it's weird. I don't know. Go ahead, say something.
No, talk about, because I wanted to hear more doctor
stuff.
No,
didn't, why don't you talk about your TV show you did last night? That's good.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about that after you finish
the
doctor.
Oh, no, no one would be interested in talking about a TV show that you did. They'd be more interested in listening to you talk about what kind of house you're going to buy and what rooms you're going to make into a gym or the color scheme. Yeah, that's what people tune in. So go ahead. Keep
on that. I didn't say anything about a color scheme. I'm going to go plain. Off-white. You never go wrong with off-white. You know that? Little gloss around the woodwork and off-white. I mean, if you do a semi-gloss, it's easier to clean. Did you know that? Did you know semi-gloss, you just wipe down? You didn't know that. Flat paint, no good. I used to paint houses. Finish a doctor, then I'll move on to...
No, I don't want to. Let's keep going.
That's like rude, because you can never talk about next week. It's going to be too late.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Move on.
Did you have your breasts examined?
No.
How
she
could you...
touched my like lower parts.
What do you mean?
With her mouth.
Your vagina?
No, she just pushed on my like lower abdomen.
Yeah.
Abdomen.
And what'd she say?
She said, "Is this hurt? Does this hurt?"
She was checking. What did I check down there? I forget.
She said, "You have some." What do you call it? Inflammation.
Information.
Inflammation.
What else did she... what about your butthole? Did she say go get a colonoscopy?
No.
Well, you have to. You don't care about anything.
Okay, Rich, how is this a fucking conversation that should be on a podcast? Explain that to me.
Because people will... You want me to tell you and then I'll move on? People hear me say to you, go get a colonoscopy, and they go, you know what? Fuck, I gotta go.
Yeah, you know why? Because I think that's our job, is to be making sure that everybody's keep on top of your health, guys. That's what we're all about. We've done 180 podcasts, suckered you in, and now we're going to tell you about your health. So, I don't know if people are flossing, but it's more important than you think. And a dentist can tell if you only floss right before you go. And
can they?
And, yes, because your gums are fucking bleeding. That's why. Okay. Nobody flosses in real life. It's just like a thing that happens.
It's too much work.
On TV. Yeah. In movies, they're always like, the girl's always like flossing in bed. First of all, if the person that I was dating or married to was flossing in bed, I would hit them in the fucking head. I would be like, there's no fucking way you can do that while you're laying in bed next to
me. You don't floss in bed.
Don't floss in bed. That's disgusting.
Didn't we say that right when we met each other? No flossing.
That was in our wedding vows.
No flossing in bed.
No
right?
flossing in bed. No clipping toenails in bed.
No, you do that.
I know, but very quickly. I do it super fast.
I don't know if you do this, but I love like when my toenails get really long, right? And either if I wear socks for like all day and my feet get, the toenails get real soft when I get out of the shower, then I'll pick my toenails and I'll build a pile to see how much you ever do that, build a pile of toenails?
No, I always make a house. I use Elmer's glue and I do it right. And I'm building something pretty special that I think may become a new thing for people instead of the gingerbread house at Christmas time.
Do you know what I did when I first started comedy that was so bad?
What, Rich?
I had like dumb props. I didn't know it, like the third time I went on stage, these props and stuff. Because I think I saw a prop comic. I saw like, really? You can pretend you're sleeping? I'm not going to tell you the story then. I'm not telling you a story.
I'm sorry. Is it what? Oh, we're doing a podcast. What happened? This medication I'm on, it's...
I took a jar and I was smoking cigarette and I blew smoke in it and closed it. And I think I opened it up and I go, Ferroforce, it's fart. Something like that. Someone's
I don't
fart.
Get it.
Neither do I. I said it was somebody's fart.
Oh, you're like, that's esoteric, people. Okay.
I was an alternative prop act.
That's...
I was an alternative prop act.
I would like to be a prop act. I think that's... I would do it. I thought of something today to do, but you need music, and I don't know. How do you do that?
What?
Like, if you need music, like, I need some background music for one of my bits.
Well.
What do you do?
I don't know. Have someone play.
You used to have music?
I never had music.
Comics do. They have music lots of times.
I did when I did Mail Go-Go. I used to bring a boombox, and I'd play a tape. You know, Someone boomboxes. Last night I taped all week they've been taping Big J's show at the Bitter End. What's it called? What's your fucking deal? And it's a crowd work, all crowd work, supposedly.
Sorry, this medication.
It's supposed to be crowd work. He's the host, Artie Fuqua, walks the audience with the mic, and it's crowd work. Which
walks through the audience with a mic. Doesn't walk the audience.
No, walks through it. I mean, well, he walks the audience or walks through it. Not walks him out the door, walks the audience. You can say it either way. He walks
through. I'm just clarifying for the people. No one's saying, you know.
All right. So, I mean, crowd work is so much.
You're the one who walks the audience, okay? And I don't want anyone else to take that from you.
When you're, Bonnie's really on fire tonight.
I'm like, I have the slowest but best comebacks today.
When you're on the road doing crowd work, you know, you're doing an hour and you can make stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can really have great crowd work with stories around it, put it into your act, come back to it, use it to get with somebody else's crowd work. You can put them together. There's so many things you can do when you're doing an hour.
If you're good at it.
If you're good at it. Why didn't I do bad crowd work, Eilish? I completely forgot.
I kept thinking, like, but I was like, oh, because he doesn't think he did it good enough. Because remember, I kept saying, when you've hit.
No, I just, because I saw the light so quick.
Oh, I know. It feels like it comes so fast.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
That didn't even hit me till now that I didn't do it.
Oh no, I noticed right away. But I thought I didn't want to say, but I because you were going to do
came
it.
Came out and yelled, "Bad crowd work guy."
I didn't know what like what you'd already like decided in your head or whatever.
I didn't decide anything till
well,
I kept going.
I know, but how do I know that?
And I only, you know, they gave me a light at like 8 minutes. I had to close the show, you know, and everything. You know, I mean, my opening was funny when I said when I walked out. And then I said, was this hit on, that hit on? Well, who was, you know, that was kind of funny. And I did do, I think maybe two too many racial jokes. Maybe two, because I probably did like five or six of them. Four.
You yeah, think about, four is the max?
Well, it depends. I mean, because you have a mix of race there. Everything, you know, is sex, race, or what do you do for a living? I mean, I did have a good one when the guy said he works for elevators.
Yeah.
I had a good line
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but this is what I was trying to tell you beforehand. It's like, it's fine to have that, like, have a good line like that.
Yeah.
But then go in deep.
But I didn't, have too much time.
Questions.
If I had more time, I'm
you
not going to spend.
You could have just blew the light.
No, because Jay had to go to another taping.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
they said he's got to go to another thing. And, you know, first of all, he was doing
time. I didn't do it right. I'm not saying that I did it right. I'm just saying, first, like, I watched a bunch of them.
No, but see,
that.
The first, when you guys were doing it, you guys had more time because he wasn't doing this other thing.
I know.
So I'm like last and I got to fucking, you know, they go, can you do between 8 and 12? You know, 8, I'm just getting started at fucking 8 or 12. You know, I mean, they're going to edit everything down to what, 4 minutes anyhow?
I guess.
So, I mean, it went well. I think, and plus I did like two bits in it. I go, this is crowd work. You talk to the crowd and then you ease a bit into it and make it look like it's crowd mm-hmm. work. And that's a form of crowd work is also throwing one of your bits in. So, it, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale, I probably did a 7. I probably had a 7 on a 1 to 10 scale. Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you probably actually had like a 9, except I've seen you do
other
crowd work.
Yeah, but in 10 minutes, it was cool to be at the bitter end again. Here's Raina, come here. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days.
Well, so now you're going to do it?
What are you getting to eat? Well, we're going to have dinner.
Do you have tape, Rich? Because I can't get this started.
Yeah, because this is...
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
This is, I think, one of my favorites.
I'm getting... What?
This one, there's tape right behind you.
You always say it's one of the best.
Yes, people don't... What do you think they want to hear all the time?
Okay.
Yeah, if you give me a kiss, you can have that. Why is she so cute today?
Because she slept like 13 and a half hours last night.
She just fell. Did you fall? Uh-huh.
All right, so let's...
Let's pick it up.
No, wrap it up.
No, we still got 9 minutes.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I really can't. I mean, it's like... Either be interesting or something. I can't just sit here...
What you're saying for me to be... I talked about last night. You taped it Monday. How you talk about your taping?
I don't feel like doing it, I guess. I just don't feel like it.
So you blame me for what you don't feel like doing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, but
That's rude.
Well, sometimes I carry it, sometimes you carry it. You know, you gotta, like, do it.
Who, really? I think we both are...
I started off wanting to tell a couple stories, but it's difficult with you. You're, like, hammering at me.
You know, Betty said...
Betsy.
Oh, Betsy. I'll ask you later because I forget.
Yeah, these are questions that don't belong on a podcast. I mean, do you know what you're doing?
Yes,
do you know who
you
are, where you're at? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
I was
going to
start talking.
Like, oh, my phone. Oh, like, let me do some. Is this thing on? Are we doing it? Like,
Yeah, this is when Bonnie doesn't feel like doing a podcast. She goes into attack mode and finds. You know what it is? She tears people down to build herself
yes.
up.
Yes, who doesn't? That's like a totally natural thing people
no,
do.
No, that's yes. what bad people do.
No, everyone does it.
No.
What do you think gossip is? It's just like so you could like hear about what some shit somebody else did so you don't feel so bad about what you do. You know? It's like, are you kidding me? Everybody's just trying to find out where they fit in the big scheme of things. It's like, everybody knows they're not the best at... you know, at anything. They just don't want to be the worst.
We went to a meeting today for people that are writing on the Oscars. Some of the New York writers.
Well, when you say we, you should clarify, because I wasn't out there.
Myself and some of the other writers, and I'm talking to two of the writers outside.
Uh-huh.
And basically,
why wouldn't you use the name Chris Rock?
Well, Chris is hosting the Oscars.
So we got to say Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Podcast,
so right? Chris Rock is hosting the Oscars this year, which is obviously known because it was announced, and I was hired again. So. And I'm talking to two of the other writers outside. And when you're writing for the Oscars, look, if you get one good thing on, I mean, there's so many writers, there's so much stuff coming in. You know, if you get one or two things, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, he'll do his monologue. You might get a joke or two in his monologue. But besides that, the Oscars move so quickly. So what are you going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So how much are you going to get? It's not like SNL where they're doing sketch after sketch after sketch where you could get... So we're outside talking, and I go, you know, you try to get one, two things in, and one guy said what I was thinking. He goes, as long as I don't get fired. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going, as long as I don't get fired, you know. I mean, obviously, I want
to
get some stuff on.
That's a great attitude to have, though.
No.
That's a great attitude to have.
No.
That's, I would say...
That's half the country.
Yes.
That's what they say. As long as I'm not getting... Please...
That's
don't
what the problem
fired.
Is with everything in life is that people are just fucking...
They're running scared.
Trying not to get fired.
Not to get fired. But no, you're going to get something on. I think I know what I might be able to get on.
Why did you say you're going to get something on?
I said everybody will get something on. I said I think I know what I might have a chance of getting on. I don't know because you never know what... You know, it's just...
Just don't get fired
sending.
Before
you just keep
the
send-
ceremony.
You keep sending stuff and sending stuff. And it's like, it's funny, but it's not right for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, that's not the direction, or that's not, you know, whatever. But in any other case, that would be funny somewhere. So you just keep writing and writing and then go, boom, that's the one. Or you're laying in bed and you wake up, boom. Like last night driving home, I thought I had the one. I go, that's it. And that's not the direction at all he wanted to go in. If it was that direction, that would have been the bit.
But then you wouldn't. Bit. If you got a bit in this early, you would totally just cash in your chips. You wouldn't keep trying, would you?
Yes. I try to get two or three in.
Oh.
But these are basically, you know.
All right. Well, thanks for
listening. No, we still got 5 minutes. Oh. So we went out for lunch and one girl had some, I don't want to say names, but she had some good stuff today. You know, it's like, I guess when you sit in writers, you know, when people are bouncing off ideas and whatever, some people just sit absorbed. Some are throwing stuff out. Some.
Everybody's got a different process.
I said one thing. He goes flat out. No.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't usually go flat out. No.
He goes, why? Ah. He usually goes.
He goes, no. Which was kind of good. Because you know, well, no, that's not it.
Yeah,
no.
You do know.
You know, no, no.
Why do you have that weird shirt on underneath that one?
Because at the hotel today, I worked out before I fucking left the hotel. And I just put this shirt over that.
Mm.
You know, it was clean.
It's yeah, you gray. Got a clean one over a dirty one.
No, this is clean under it. I only worked out for... like a few minutes, I did my triceps. You don't sweat when you do triceps.
Oh, okay.
You think you sweat when you do 12 sets of triceps?
No. I will not argue with you about this. If you say you don't sweat when you do triceps, I'm all for it. I'm down with it. There's no argument to be made.
I don't sweat.
I believe you.
I don't sweat
when I believe that you believe. Do you hate when people say that? I believe that you believe.
I don't like?
What?
We agree to disagree.
Why don't you like that one? Of course you would hate that one. There goes your whole fucking reason for living. Oh, you're not going to argue with me?
We agree to disagree.
Ooh.
Oh, I did a show Monday night.
Oh.
We did a...
fantastic.
Monday. Was it Monday the thing at Gotham for the blind?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I had to cancel because I had to go do that show.
The TV. So I did this show. I kind of like the host. He's from Boomer and I think Carlton or Carlson. He's the other guy. Boomer Esiason and
What are you talking? First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The whole,
what are the? What are you? Where they're from? Is that their names? You're just like.
People know. Can I fit? Can I?
No, because we don't have any context. For you're just saying words.
I'm getting to what I was gonna say.
Yeah, but get to it before so we don't check out. I'm just like, Karlstad. I mean, that's a place. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we're doing a fundraiser for the blind at Gotham. The host. Is from Early Morning Sports Radio. I think his last name is Carlton.
Okay, so
it's
this is
Boomer and Carlton or Carlson. I don't listen to sports radio. I know of the guy.
This is one half of the sports radio host. Was the host
Craig,
particular live comedy show were doing.
Craig,
thank you,
Craig. I don't want to
stop saying Craig. Stop,
or Greg.
Stop.
I always mess up Greg or Craig.
Oh, isn't that fascinating little fucking picadillo there you have? I never know what to say.
Anyhow, I sat and hung out with him before. We ate. His wife was down there. And I got along with him. I thought I really liked the guy. And I liked his wife, too, because his wife attacked him. He said he was going to build this table. She goes, yeah, really? Jewy Jewstein or something or whatever. I mean, she's also Jewish. And it was fun. Whatever she said was funny. I go, I like that. And she was attractive. So when an attractive gal is funny, that's a plus, right? So that's why when I married you, I go.
And if she has a dick, then wow, the points are going through the roof.
Oh my goodness. So we're doing the show. He goes on, he's the host. He has some good lines. He's, you know, he said, you know, whatever. Then they bring up Brian, the blind guy with his dog. And he was funny.
But the dog just sits there and yet still funnier than Brian.
Dog got a big applause.
I'm sure he did.
Right? Then I went on.
Did Brian kill?
Yeah, he did well. He didn't kill, but he did well. He had better jokes than last time I saw him.
Good.
You know,
he's improving.
You know, he doesn't get on all the time. He's blind. It's hard for, you know, where's he getting work? But he was good. He's funny. And I went on. And I fucking slaughtered. I killed.
Oh. Right?
I had a real good set. Then I walk off and the host is coming back on. And he goes, oh, tough crowd, huh? And I'm going, why would someone say that after you fucking
killed? He clearly didn't have the same perspective that you had.
I'm there. I saw it. I heard it.
Just saying. He didn't think that. Or otherwise he wouldn't have said it.
Or he was trying to fuck with me.
He's not funny enough. He's a sports radio guy. There's no possible fucking way he knows how to fuck with you.
I got it. You know what? I did two radio events this week with radio people.
Wow.
With Bennington
really,
last night.
Really moving up.
I did something with Ron Bennington last night.
I heard it was fantastic.
I heard he was talking highly on me on highly about me on radio today. That's what I heard.
Whoa.
I don't know what he said, but I'd like to.
Because a tweet? Is that how you heard it?
You got that right.
Okay.
I'd like to find out what he said. How would I find out?
You call him up and you say, what the fuck did you say? Listen to the repeat. I don't know.
When does the repeat come on?
Oh, here, let me get my schedule that I have, that I know. Oh, you just missed one at 5:15. Oh, dang it.
Oh. Are you going to make crepes?
There's another one comes on at midnight.
Hey, guess what, Raina? Great, Raina. Guess what we're gonna have?
Raina, we're leaving right after this.
No, you're gonna make some crepes first.
No, but the show starts at 7:30.
All right, we gotta go. Next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be in.
Go put boots on and change your shirt.
Providence, Rhode Island.
We're gonna go to see someone.
Providence, Rhode Island, the Comedy Connection, Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend after. December 4th and 5th.
Go change your shirt.
December 4th and 5th.
Please.
Treehouse Comedy. Me and Florentine. Come on out. December 4th and 5th. Treehouse Comedy.
I'll have some plugs another time.
And next weekend.
I just don't have it in me to do them.
Next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, I'm in Rhode Island.
Well, that's great.
So I miss you.
You miss me?
Yeah.
Why?
Just practicing.
Oh. Goodbye.
Like, pretend you're a person coming up to me at your funeral.
What, you've just died?
You did at your funeral. Come up to me.
I'm so sorry about your wife. I don't know how you're going to move on without her. She was the linchpin of your brand.
Let bygones be bygones.
That's what you That was your big moment?
No, I just...
Listen, I need you to act something out because it's going to be... This killer. This is really
I didn't
killer.
Have anything killer.
This is going to be... You act like you're sad about me losing my wife.
All right, do
listen,
it again.
This is going to be hilarious.
Do it again.
Okay, can you just do it? I know you don't like to do act outs, but can you just do this one time because this is epic. This is really fucking epic.
All right,
right
do
now.
It again.
Let bygones be bygones. I'm gonna do it again, and just please, I know, but just if you could just be like a little more sad, and then I'm gonna just say something that's gonna like, you win some, you lose some.
Okay, do you have a scar over here? Did
yes.
you cut your head?
Yes.
When?
When I was a child, I've had it my entire.
I just you got
life.
A fucking scar on your head.
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I've looked at your fucking head for years.
Thank you. Thank
what
you.
Happened?
My sister ran over me with her bike.
Okay, let's pretend that's how you died.
Okay. I heard about your wife and her sister, even though her
I'm telling
in her 50s now, ran over with a bike and she died. So it's weird.
Yeah, we got rid of the bike.
Oh my God. That is so quick because you couldn't have possibly have known that story in advance. Wow.
Yeah,
We didn't keep that. If only you could have done that on the crowd work show.
I know.
You know what I mean? You are bringing it here today on the podcast.
Thanks, Rich Boss. Yeah, we got rid of the bike. You like that?
Hilarious. Super hilarious.
Thanks.
But there's no way I'm going out like that. You know, you're going to have to push me over a cliff or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other.
Oh, folks, real quick, and we can't talk about it now, but we do have good news.
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, we can't talk about it until we get all the paperwork.
I did not get HIV from Charlie Sheen. So, fantastic.
Did
you get HIV from Charlie Sheen, Rich Boss?
No, I never watched
those
shows.
We're both still HIV negative.
Good news coming once we get our paperwork.
I hate being negative unless it's about HIV.
Oh, that's if you can't end like that.
I mean, come on.
All right, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next week we'll be doing our Thanksgiving edition. Don't forget our Thanksgiving edition.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.